I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today with our contestant, Emma Holland.
Hi.
Welcome.
Sorry, do you want me to up the energy a bit more?
No, that's exactly where. We'll see if we can. We'll see where we can get to by the end. We'll start at a one.
All right.
It's an understandable level of energy, though, because you've recently returned to a lockdown. You had the opportunity to stay away from the Melbourne lockdown and you chose of your own volition to head back indoors.
Well, I'm viewing it more as like a silent retreat.
Oh, yeah. like a Buddhist monk.
Yeah, it's crazy how you can find yourself in hard situations. You just got to have an open mind.
And you hadn't experienced enough of that.
No, I had too much chatter in Brisbane, too much noise. Yeah. Wanted to come down to the low lights of Melbourne.
Too much family. What was it like outdoors? I don't remember. I haven't been outdoors in months. So what was it like?
It might sound crazy, but it's so similar. It's so similar to indoors. Like you wouldn't believe it.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's like sometimes sunny and you have to wear sunscreen, but that's mostly it.
It's a cream-based difference.
I've always said this. I've been saying this since day dot. Everything comes down to cream.
Now that you're back indoors, are we back on the puzzles? Are we back on card games, Zoom quizzes, that sort of thing? What's your...
My hobby of choice in lockdown is getting really, really into the Christian vlogging community on YouTube.
The Christian vlogging community.
Yeah, it's just they show their day-to-day lives and they're just like us. They go grocery shopping, they play with their kids, but they have Christ in their hearts the whole time. So it's kind of similar, kind of different. Mm. Again, a cream-based difference.
I was going to say, and what creams do they use?
I don't know. Does like holy water count as a cream?
I guess maybe.
I think if you like boil it down, maybe.
Let's introduce a brains trust for this quiz today. It's not just you, Emma. You have help. We've got, this is very exciting actually. I don't think we've had any sea witches on the show before. So to have two on one episode is really something. It's a big hello to the two sea witches sisters, Chantelle and Clarence.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. So nice to be on dry land and having a chat.
Oh, and we're so sorry we're so late. We like, on the way, we hit a dolphin and we had to like deal with that. So it's just like... I'm like busy. It's like,
yeah, it's been really busy. Yeah.
This month there's like dolphins everywhere. You just have to be like out of the way.
Why is that? Is it dolphin month? What's happening?
Yeah,
why is
it's dolphin month. Worse than shark week. Gotta say, worse than shark week. Dolphin month, much worse. They're really arrogant and a bit feely, a bit touchy-feely.
Is that right?
But also Clarence used to date a dolphin.
I did. It was for, it was only for a little bit. Like we met at a bar and he was like, hey babe, like, can I get you a drink? I was like,
no,
I'm
he was
sorry.
Like,
yeah, sorry. Well, I wasn't doing the accent, but he was basically
sorry,
is it offensive to do the accents of other sea animals? Like,
like, Kyron, if you were to do it, that would be like pretty like bad. You know what I mean? Like, we would like see you in court. But like for us, we know a lot. We know a lot of different dialects.
We know so many different dialects from the sea.
What if I were to do it? Because I've been in the ocean before.
Oh my God, Emma, that is, whoa. You can't just be like, I've been there so I can do it. And in fact, even if you existed in the ocean, Emma, it would be kind of funny because your name means something really funny in in our language. Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Emma mean?
Bread. It means bread.
Bread. What is it to be a sea witch?
Well, we can do very many different things. So part of it is, we do cast spells. I mean, you might know, like, Ursula. Ursula was, like, a sea witch. I don't know. Like,
oh, Ursula. Pretty, okay, like, you're great.
Like, regular kind of thing. So, like, we can cast spells. Like, really, the sea is endless, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is an end to the sea, but, like, the sea is endless. And, like,
land.
yuck. No, thank you. I work in fashion.
And I own a candle shop.
Yeah.
So, because with sea witch, it's, like, it's kind of like the arts. It's, like, you're in it, but you're not doing it a lot, you know. So, like, you can't really make a lot of money. So, you have to have, like, a side hustle. So, yeah. I make candles.
Hey, Clarence, how do you light a candle underwater?
With magic.
With magic. Well, you're a witch, aren't you?
Yeah, so. We're a witch.
Obviously.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, it's just like the way the land people think. It's just like so like... It's really narrow-minded. Black and white, really narrow-minded.
Can I say, Emma, I remember like, it was like 2 years ago, you were on a holiday and you came down to the ocean and you were just like picking things like from the coral. Like you went scuba diving and you were just like picking coral from the reef and like... That was, like, my house. Like, you just came in and you started taking my TV. You started pulling off, like, drywall, stuff like that. Like, just, like, you know, like, you need to be aware of your surroundings. It's totally fine. It's, like, have a fun. Like, you know, you'll waste it. Like, you kept, like, throwing up in your scuba mask and, like... But it's just, like, try to be more cautious of, like, when you're going to, like, a different place. It's, like, you know...
Yeah. Thank you.
Should we do a quiz?
I would love to do a quiz.
We've been waiting for this whole time.
I'd want to know how big, because you said Emma stole some coral and shells and stuff, and that was like...
Okay, I feel like this is getting blown out of proportion. I didn't steal anything. I subscribe to a library card-based service where you can trade experiences for coral. I went scuba diving. I got some coral. I don't see what the big deal is.
Okay. Mm.
It's sitting on my windowsill now. It's bleached beyond repair.
Mm.
And I just think it looks nicer here. I think you need to open your mind to coral usage.
Okay, for sure. It's like, maybe I don't use my coral to the full extent that you do. Like, maybe I just leave it there and sometimes it gets moldy and I get asthma from it. But just, like, know that it's, like, when I see coral, like, in, you know, in your room, just sitting there, wasting away, you know, just kind of make me think, like, are you just doing it for attention or, like, you know...
Like, do you want to be us? It's just, like, when you use it, I want you to use it properly and, you know, maybe put it in some water or something. Don't just, like, go in and take Pat's coral. I mean, Clarence's coral. Pat's my boyfriend.
Yeah,
my boyfriend cousin, Pat.
Yeah. Question one. When two people meet, each one is changed by the other. So you've got two new people. Is a quote from The Winter of Our Discontent by which American author?
Which?
By see which American author. Have you read The Winter of Our Discontent, Emma?
No, but you... I feel like you two are people who met and changed. So why don't like you tell me a bit about your dynamic and maybe we can figure it out from there.
The first time I... Oh, sorry, you go.
No, you go.
Okay, thank you. The first time I met Clarence, I was actually without a home. So I was just swimming around naked. I don't know if you know much about sea witches, but we have like a shell outer.
We carry our homes in our backs.
We carry our homes with
like a sea slug.
Like a sea slug. I mean... Yeah, that's kind of, again, that's a slur. But I first met Clarence. I was without my shell and she let me into her shell because she saw that I was someone in need. And that really did change the course of my life. So Clarence, I just want to thank you so much for that and for being here with me today and for teaching me how to change and give me that opportunity to move on with my life.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Oh, my God, like, can I just say, like, you were so special. Like, let's forget everyone aside. Like, you have been here. You've made your life. So you've gone through everything. You, like, used to, like, date a starfish. And then, like, you know, you went on and you're working, like, in this old boat that sank. Like, it was called the Titanic or something like that. And, like, you kept getting hepatitis because you kept getting cuts from the... And then,
and
like, you didn't have... kept licking the rust. And then it's, like, afterwards you didn't have a home. And then I gave you, like, that massive oil can and you put on your back. It's just, like, I feel like you've moved on. You know what I mean? And I'm just so happy that everyone gets to see you flourish.
And I guess that was the winter of my discontent.
Yeah.
And now I have to say, being here today with Kyron and being with Bread, I feel contented. And I feel like together we can make a difference and we can change the world and the sea. And I guess land and water people can live as one.
Yes. I have a question. So you were on the Titanic, I think, or I think that... So, That was 1911, yeah?
Mm.
So how...
Oh, so young.
So you were young then. So how... That's what my question was going to be. How long do sea slugs, sea witches, live for?
Kyron, that's so rude. You can't ask that, Kyron.
I want to know how old you are. How old are you?
Well, I'm 27.
And I'm 4,025 years old. So there is an age gap there, but, you know, like friendship, cross-generational friendship is really important in the sea witch community because elders learn from the younger people and the younger people learn
that
from
the elders.
That is
quite the cross-gen, like generationally. That is like how many generations are there between 27 and 4,025 years?
Seven generations.
And I'm talking about my generation.
Hey, get out of here, Grams. We're kidding. We have fun.
We're kidding.
Okay, but who wrote The Winter of Our Discontent?
Okay, just quick. On the Titanic, there was a book sitting there. I remember, like, I glanced at it. And it kind of, I feel like it said something like, I'm going to say Shakespeare. I'm just throwing it out there.
I was going to say Charles Dickens, but that's only because I dated him for, like, a couple of years back in the 1890s.
Did you, Chantel?
I have so many follow-up questions.
Does that help you? Sorry, Emma. Does that help you?
No, it helps. Did you say he was American, Kyron?
He was American, yeah.
Oh. Okay, so...
So Shakespeare's Italian. Irish?
Italian.
Dutch.
None of the above, actually, I think.
Okay, oh, okay. Yeah. So Emma, what would you say?
But European, like Western European, for sure.
Wait, the Frost one. The Frost.
The Frost one?
Robert Frost?
The Frost Man.
Oh, because like Frost and Winter. Yeah, we'll go with Robert Frost. He's got a chilly name.
Because it sounds like winter. Question two. Name the Australian actors who play Kate Winslet's character's daughter and love interest in Mare of Easttown. Have you caught up with Mare of Easttown, Emma?
I have. I watched it about a month ago. Clarence is like itching her armpits. What's going on, Clarence? Do you like have a vision?
No, sorry. No, a seahorse brushed up against my armpit, so sorry. Don't worry about that. What did you think of Mare of Easttown's?
I thought it was an incredible character study. Kate Winslet was a vision. I'm trying to... Wait, did you say her love interest?
Yeah. Name the Australian actors, there's two, who play Kate Winslet's character's daughter and love interest. So I don't think it's the same. I'm not sure that Guy Pearce is in a full face makeup as the daughter.
Okay, so one of them's Guy Pearce.
And there was that annoying daughter who's her daughter that has blonde
whose name
hair.
Was... Sydney.
I want to say Sydney.
Sydney. Melbourne.
Harbour Bridge.
Something like
Sydney Priscilla.
Sydney Deakin University. I feel Sydney is there because I remember once I saw this tub of oil and I was like, I want to do that.
Yep. So Sydney, definitely. And I don't know, Emma, this is all you.
Well, let's lock in Guy Pearce. I'm not afraid to take chances. So let's lock that in.
I know Guy Pearce too, actually. So you're not alone there.
Or do you actually know Guy Pearce?
Yeah. I know Guy Pearce. Oh. He also dated me.
He dated you.
And I met him underwater. He is a merman. Keep it on the DL.
He's a merman and you dated. So how long did you date for?
Like 3 months. It's pretty short.
How long's that in sea witch time?
Like 3 months. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same
time doesn't change. Like yeah. It's
so when
like,
you say you're 4,025 years old, you're literally 4,025 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like dog years or anything where you have to.
No.
Question number three. Who is the...
Wait, we didn't answer the girl. Her name is Sydney Melbourne Pierce Bridge.
Sydney Melbourne Pierce Bridge.
Yeah. Minogue.
Minogue.
Maybe it was Kylie Minogue.
We got that.
Should we just say Kylie Minogue?
Which is with a wig.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. Do you want to change Sydney Melbourne Pierce Bridge Minogue?
No, I'm pretty confident with that.
Okay, lock it in. Question three. Who is the federal member for Warringah? Do you follow Australian politics in the ocean?
Sometimes it's hard to keep up because like sometimes people like throw garbage and then like, you know, you get newspapers, articles.
And we don't know. Yeah, we don't know when that's from. So sometimes like I still thought we were in World War II.
From newspaper that's floating around. Yeah.
Yeah, from the newspaper floating around. I was like, is that still happening? But apparently that finished and we won. That's great. Well done.
We won. And then just other days, like, I'm like, I'm so excited that Margaret Thatcher's in. It's kind of like, I feel like things are going to start changing.
Yeah.
But we try to keep up. I mean, the politics within our community, it's pretty
I don't want to talk
wild.
About politics.
Is it a democracy that you...
Not in my books. I mean, we are told that it's a democracy, but it honestly feels like a hierarchy. And I don't want to be prejudiced against the sea jellies, but...
They know what they did.
They know what they did.
And what, like, I mean, on Earth, and you remember this being 4,000 years old... They used to try and drown witches to see if they're witches. Have you ever had to go above water level to, you know, have people try to out you as a witch?
I only went to land once for work experience. I went for a couple, I did a 2-week workshop at a candle making course in Northcote. And I gotta say, it was pretty like, everyone seemed pretty chill. But I did see a lot of my family in these place they called boucheries.
Yeah. I think they're pronounced boudoirs.
Boudoirs. Okay. See, that's the thing. You're all like really fancy. Like down, we just have rocks. So, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my rocks, but the, I think what the answer is
who is the current federal member for Warringah?
I can't remember.
Timothy Chalamet.
And then I think on like 2000. Remember like during 2005 at the MTV Awards,
Marissa, it was like Marissa Cooper. Nicki Minaj.
Marissa Cooper.
No, it wasn't Nicki because Nicki came out before that. I think it's Zali Steggall. Yes!
Tip of all of our tongues.
Kyren, can you sing one of Zali's songs?
No, she's not. She's not.
Okay, so not a true fan then.
So what is a politician then?
Yeah, so I think we're confused.
Emma, how would you describe a politician?
A politician is just like you and me.
A sea witch.
That's what
they want you to believe, yeah.
Yeah, wet, so wet.
Wet, yes.
They're like, you wouldn't believe how wet they are.
Slimy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ooh. Ooh. Satire.
Oh, satire. Okay, and
I'll put Zali Steggall. Question 4, which American singer-songwriter? Here we go. Which American singer-songwriter donated $1 million that helped fund the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine?
Dolly Parton.
Did you have COVID-19?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Question 5. Which artist holds the record for the highest selling piece of artwork by an Australian woman?
Wait, we didn't give Brett a chance to confirm whether...
It's true.
I liked it.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
And can you sing one of Dolly's songs?
Islands in the Stream.
That is what we are.
I don't mean to offend, because that's a land-based song being an island and how important it is to be the land and not the water.
Hey, look, you got to sing what you know.
I don't want to offend.
I sing about rocks and currents. You know,
do you guys think that it's okay for land-based people to sing like for example, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, or like Frank Ocean songs? Or
I don't know what's okay anymore. Mm. I mean, in this kind of time right now, I don't know. Well, Pat, what do you think? I mean, I don't like Under the Sea.
Pat is like, you just...
Sorry.
Your cousin is like present.
He's, you know. he's off screen.
Look, I'm very sorry, Chantel, but it's becoming harder and harder to edit that out.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay, because sometimes when you go through a breakup, you don't get over that person for a while. Yeah.
Just remember, Chantel is quite old, so she, her memory is coming and going, so she will get names confused. What was the question?
Which American singer-songwriter donated $1 million that helped fund the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine?
Dolly Parton.
Question 5. Which artist holds the record for the highest-selling price of an artwork by... an Australian woman. Which artist holds the record for the highest selling price of an artwork by an Australian woman?
Now, Brett, I feel like you did arts. Did you not?
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, because no one talks about it.
No, I saw in one of your cabarets, which was so good, when you were doing it near the jetty and you kept putting, you kept pouring down vodka out to the ocean.
It's like a performance piece. Yeah. It's beautiful.
So you've done art.
Yeah.
So who is it?
It never comes up that I go to art school or that I went to art school. So thank you for bringing that up. It's so rare that people mention it, and it's so rare that I mention it. So it's just nice to get that out in the open.
It's important to talk about your work, where you come from.
I don't want to be like dramatic, but is it me?
No, I don't know.
Do you live in a man? How? So this is the record for the highest selling price of an artwork by an Australian woman. So,
oh my god, Brad!
Well, I sold a print last year for $45, and it's just hard for me to think that anyone would.
Brad, congrats!
Go higher than that, because it's like immoral. I don't know. Is this your funny way of telling me you bought it?
Sorry, yes, I did. I bought your print for $45, and I wouldn't pay a cent more because I agree it's immoral.
Thank you.
To give artists any more money than that. And I would never give you more money than $45 for a piece of art.
No, you've never paid me directly more than that.
That's right.
I've seen it once on a boat. You were both out in a boat trading something. I don't know what it was, but I saw you give money to each other.
Oh, that was cocaine. I put don't bread.
Question six. A 1990 Australian black comedy / romance starring Sam Neill and Zoe Carides was Death in Where? Have I said that right? C-A-R-I-D-E-S. Carides? Is that how you'd pronounce it, Clarence? Carides?
Yeah. Carides.
A 1990 Australian black comedy romance starring Sam Neill and
Zoe Carides
was Death in Where?
Death in my shower.
Have you had many deaths in your shower?
I have died a couple of times and I was revived.
And is it good? Is it, do sea witches enjoy having a shower and just really rinsing away the day? And how does that work? How does that work under the ocean? Under the sea, having a shower.
So under the ocean, there's different types of showers. So there is a shower that, like, there's like a shower head over a bath, or there's like tile showers, or there's like terracotta showers. Like, I don't know what it is like up here in on Earth, but yeah, like you just turn on the nozzle, and usually you have to wait a little bit for the hot water to kind of, because usually like warmer showers, so you have to wait a little bit, and you put your hand underneath, and then sometimes it's too hot, and the other times you're like, no, that's better.
It's very similar. I mean, that's kind of, you just sort of described a land shower.
No, but sometimes we use soap. So I don't know about that kind of, if you guys do that. But sometimes we use soap. And
and that helps you clean your body, which is like, and you kind of put it through around on your fins, on your scales, in your eyes.
Underneath your shell, you can't forget that. But don't use soap underneath your shell, because you can get a yeast infection in your vagina. Yeah. So, and then when you do get a yeast infection, sometimes a lot of discharge can come out. Like a lot, more than you ever thought you could ever make in a year. And you have to ask your mum about it. And she says, it's normal, but obviously you put perfume up there and or soap, and that should just wash itself out. You don't need to scrub that with like a perfumed soap or a spray perfume up there, because you're worried you smell weird, because you smell normal and natural. So don't put soap underneath your shell. That's what all I have to say about it.
But if you like, you won't have to worry about that, because soap is not a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The land, I assume. Yeah. But yeah, and sometimes we use fish eggs.
Oh, there's a difference. Have you used fish eggs in a shower, Emma? I haven't. That's the one difference there.
I've eaten caviar in the bath.
My babies!
And I liked
My
it.
Babies!
I'm not going to apologize for art.
Oh, God, Brett, I knew there was some kind of monster, but I didn't think it was like that.
But which 1990 Australian black comedy romance starred Sam Neill and Zoe Carides? Death in Where?
I think I actually know this one.
Do you know the answer to this one?
Yeah, I think it's Death in Brunswick.
Brunswick?
Yeah.
All right, I'll lock in Brunswick. Question seven. Who is credited with inventing champagne? Who is credited with inventing champagne?
I think it's the region in France.
I think it's Champagne. Yeah. That's the region, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's who did it. Lock it in.
But who did it?
Yeah, the region.
The region did it.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Do you have champagne under the sea?
Where?
Oh, baby.
On a beaucoup de champagne.
Is there a bit of a drinking culture where you are? You have cocktails?
Sea witches are wild. We have dusty creamers.
We have inky fish.
We have octopi pints. So that's a pint of beer. Yeah.
We have suckling nenemy. Which is when you suck in the other sea, which is teat, but they need to be wasted. And
can I just ask, Pat, you mentioned before having champagne with Roxy.
Oh my God, Pat's
your cousin?
Are you talking about Clarence?
I'm sorry, I was talking about Clarence. Clarence is just holding a sign, like a little grey sign below him that says Patrick Dern and Silver, and it's very distracting.
That's a plaque I found in the bottom of the ocean, a scuba diver. I took it off a scuba diver's oxygen tank, and I was like, I want this. And then it disappeared.
Emma, do you have a question for Clarence?
Yeah, Clarence, I have a question for you. You mentioned earlier that when you drink champagne, you put rocks in it.
Mm.
Is the phrase on the rocks, like, big under the sea, or...?
I don't know what
that
means.
It is a. It's not a phrase. It's just.
So I put rock in the glass.
On Earth we say on the rocks, don't we?
Yeah, like if you have a drink that's with ice in it, we say on the rocks.
What? Okay.
Do you know ice? Have you been south?
Yeah, sure. Like I've seen an iceberg. Like I know, but I'm just like, why wouldn't you just call?
When you're the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. And I did warn them. I was like, hey, watch out. But they were like, whatever. So into like their bourgeois. Was that how I say
butchers.
Butchers.
Yeah.
But yeah, but otherwise, I just, it's literally a rock in a glass. I don't, am I not making sense?
Yeah, I don't know. Because like, a lot like of semen die on the rocks. Obviously lost in translation there, but happy to go ahead with the quiz.
I'm going
to
start using it.
Oh, good, we'll start using it.
I'm putting on my rocks. I'm on my rock.
We're on the rocks together.
Get on my rock.
Get on my
rock. Do you want to lock in champagne?
Yeah.
I'll lock in champagne.
Yes, rock it.
Lock in champagne. Good to have everyone on board. Question 8. Cardinia Park is home to which AFL club? Do you play sport, Emma? Is there a...
I play soccer. Yeah. It's okay. We don't have to get into it, but like, you should come watch a game if you guys are ever on land. I'd love to have you.
Please. So it'd be good to like make more like land friends and just like hang out.
Yeah, like if you guys could just get a fish tank each and just like chuck us in there because it's just way more comfortable in water and just bring it to the soccer whale or whatever you play it on. Yeah.
And I know we said we're sea witches, but like to be honest, we haven't used our magic for like 15 years, like what would you say? Like 15 years.
I used my magic last night to cast a spell on a seaman to fall on the rocks and so I could take his body down and do dark magic. So you're non-practicing, but I'm definitely practicing.
Yeah, I didn't mean to speak for you, but I'm a bit rusty.
We'll talk about this later.
I did. That was really embarrassing. I was trying to make friends. Don't speak in dolphin to me.
I'm not going to talk to you in starfish so no one can understand what we're saying.
It's just really embarrassing because I was like trying to impress them and then like all of a sudden you made me look really you made me look stupid.
Okay.
I feel so ugly right now.
But which AFL team is based at Cardinia Park? I guess it's essentially multiple choice here, isn't it?
Out of 18
teams.
How could we go wrong? Yeah. Well, I guess we can erase all the Melbourne teams because they all have like Amy Park and... The MSG.
They all have brand sponsorship, you mean? If I was you, I wouldn't rule out all the Victorian teams.
Oh.
I would say like Richmond or Carlton, but I don't know.
Or like Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bulldogs or something. Or like the Lions.
I'm just saying animals, by the way.
Maybe like Geelong. They're in Victoria, but you know what? I'm going to confidently say Geelong.
Confidently lock in Geelong.
Oh, wow.
You know, someone yesterday told me that knowledge is interesting and I couldn't agree more.
Definitely.
That's why we do this pod, because it's all about knowledge. Question 9. Which Queensland coastal town's name is sometimes
Sorry, you go ahead.
Which Queensland coastal town's name is sometimes written as a numeral?
Okay, I feel like the two sea witches might know this because it is coastal.
No.
Do you want to tell me like what towns in Queensland you guys have been to?
So we've been to Greenland. We've been to the reef, the Surfers Reef.
We went to South Africa.
I think we stopped by at South Africa and then we did a quick trip to
Geelong.
South Bank Coal.
Wow, you've really been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man.
Oh my God, Kari, when I tell you that, like, when we've like seen places, we've seen places. Like, we've seen buildings, the back of a van, a cereal box. Like, we have seen it.
I haven't been to Kyron's house yet, and frankly, I'm a bit offended by that. And I haven't been to your house, Duncan, Emma. So they're the places I haven't been. So what was the question?
Which Queensland coastal town's name is sometimes written as a numeral?
I know it's a year, and it's like 1467 or something, or like 1872. 64? I drove past it. Like 2 years ago when I was driving up the coast. I was actually going to visit some sea witch friends up north. Like we were having a little meet at the at a Cairns Backpackers.
Oh, was it Janine?
Oh my God, it was.
Dude,
I know Janine. How do you guys know
so
Janine?
Wild. We went to university together. We did commerce.
That's crazy because she's so old.
So you did?
Yeah. Well, like I said, intergenerational. Sorry.
Karen. I was going to say, so you studied commerce and now you're in candles.
Small business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the business. Come on, I mean,
right.
Tell a sea witch that, you know, it's hard to keep it up.
Was it e-commerce?
It was c-commerce, actually.
It was c-commerce with a minor in dance.
Oh, that's nice. Would you like to give us a little, do you remember any of the dances from?
God, yeah. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 3.
So I'm just going to describe it to you because we are in a podcast. So Clarence is now moving through the ocean. There are sea stars around her and there's tiny little horses, land horses, drowned at the bottom of the ocean. Now she's gotten to a carcass of one of them and now she's floating to the top of the ocean and just moving like moving and screaming, screaming at passers-by. And this attracts a lot of birds. And now she's flying up into the sky. And now she can kind of fly, but it's falling in a very angelic kind of ballerina kind of way. And now she's just singing. She's just doing a run. Yeah.
Wow, kids, if you get that good at dance, one day you could work at dusk.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Okay. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day.
Do you want to put 5673? That's the number that we got ahead of that dance.
5673. I feel like it starts with a 1. Is that too confident?
Is it 1864?
I think it's 1864. Let's go with that.
1864. Last question. Final question. Question 10. What, starting with A, is the term for a ballet pose in which one leg is stretched horizontally behind and the body lowered forward from the hips?
Anal hold.
Anal hold, baby.
The anal hold. Did you study that in dance?
Heck yeah.
It is not anal hold. No, it's not.
Then what's the anal hold?
Well, what is it?
No, it's not anal hold. Anal hold is a very difficult move, but it comes from a jazz origin. This is ballet, they're saying.
Sorry.
That
is really embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's attitude.
Arabesque.
Okay. Oh, my God, it's arabesque.
Arabesque. And I know that because I was watching an episode of Friends.
I didn't know you guys got Friends under the sea.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's just come on. Yeah. Friends. Buffy's just come started.
10 Simple Rules. Wife's a bitch. I'm a man on the couch. Everybody loves Raymond.
So you've got Foxtel then?
Yeah, we got Foxtel. Foxtel.
How do you feel you did out of 10? Last time you were on this show, I mean, you got 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Do you think you've beaten that today?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, let's find out. Question number 1 was, when two people meet, each one is changed by the other. So you've got 2 new people. Is a quote from The Winter of Our Discontent, by which American author? You said Robert Frost, because it sounds kind of wintry, but it was John Steinbeck.
Oh, my God, I love John Steinbeck. Sorry. Sorry.
Every John's a goal. Question 2 was, name the Australian actors who play Kate Winslet's character's daughter and love interest in Mare of Easttown. You said Guy Pearce and Sydney Melbourne Pearce
Minogue.
Bridge Minogue.
Bridge Minogue.
And it's Guy Pearce and Anjury Rice. So I'll give you half a point there.
That does not sit right with me.
Give you half a point. Question 3. Who is the federal member for Warringah? You said Zali Steggall, and it's Zali Steggall. Got a point there. Question number 4.
I did say that. I did. I do remember saying that.
You did. You locked it in. Which American singer-songwriter donated $1 million that helped fund the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine? You said Dolly Parton, and it's Dolly Parton. Question 5. Which artist holds the record for the highest-selling piece of an artwork by an Australian woman? You said Brad, but it's Emily Kame Nwarai. Nwarai. Probably Nwarai? Not sure. The point is, it wasn't Brad. Question 6. A 1990 Australian black comedy romance starring Sam Neill and Zoe Karadez was Death in where? You said Brunswick, and it's Brunswick. Question 7. Who is credited with inventing champagne? You said champagne, but it's Dom Perignon.
Okay. First of all, that's just wrong. I don't know what paper you're reading, but...
Yeah, it sounds a bit outdated.
It's last week's quiz. Question 8. Cardinia Park is home to which AFL club? You said Geelong, and it's Geelong.
You are a witch.
Question 9. Which Queensland coastal town's name is sometimes written as a numeral? You said 1864, but it's 1770.
But I knew it was a year.
You did know it was a year.
Yeah.
Question 10. What, starting with A, is the term for a ballet pose in which one leg is stretched horizontally behind and the body lowered forward from the hips? You said arabesque, and it's arabesque.
I feel like we got a few right. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, you are. 26.
You got 5.5.
Hey.
5.5?
5.5.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful.
That's Brad. Over a pass.
How do you feel, Brad?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
So sorry. It's just nice to see yourself improve in real time.
Yeah.
Like next week when I'm on, I'm sure we'll get higher.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what I feel like happened? I feel like some people came together today and some sea witches, and we met each other and we changed. And so if anything, we've created new people. And we're not in winter anymore, baby. We're in spring. I'm proud of all of us, and I'm proud of the Sea Witch community, and I'm proud of Brad, and I'm proud of Kyron.
Proud of Pat, your cousin.
I'm proud of Pat, and I'm proud of me.
Well, folks, it looks like We did it.
Congratulations. Thank you both for being here, the two sea witches' sisters. I've just realised you're sisters. So Pat is also your cousin, Clarence.
You betcha.
We both fucked him, yeah.
It's incestuous kind of place.
Yeah.
How old is your mother?
Frey, yeah.
Yeah, because you're 27 and you're 4,025.
She's old, she's old. She's dead, actually, so you brought that up.
Thank you very much for being here. When you are on land, have you met any good friends when you're up on the earth?
Oh my god, yes. There are these two people who from afar they look a bit like trash, but when you get closer, they're actually kind of fun, and they're called Hot Department, and I love their work. It's like if a sea witch.
Are they in e-commerce as well?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they did. They're really, like, smart and interesting and, like, really witty, and, like, their comedy is, like, very, like, observational, light kind of stuff. Nothing, like, crass at all.
They do stand-up.
They definitely do stand-up, and people come to their shows being like, I want to see a stand-up, and then they go there and they are not disappointed.
And they're like, it's not a shrill, woman and a homosexual. It's not that at all. It's these really smooth-talking, witty, sharp, punchline, two kind of people.
Something to bring, like your dad there who votes Liberal. Like, you vote, you bring your dad who votes Liberal there, and he, like...
Someone from Warringah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you for being here, the two sea witches. Well, and congratulations on 5.5 out of 10, Emma.
Thank you. It feels really good. I needed a win this week.
Genuinely a great score for this pod.
Is it?
Yes.
Who's gotten the highest?
Tim Hewitt, who got 10 out of 10. I know. Anyway, thank you very much for being here. You're locked down at the moment, aren't you? There's probably not too many shows to plug.
I've got a passion project going on. I've started an Instagram account called Animals and Sunbeams. If you'd like to follow that, and please submit any photos, because I'm low on content. I started this with 3 photos in the bank. So
Animals in Sunbeams, did you say?
Yeah.
I have a plethora of photos.
Could you please?
Of my dog Hopkins.
I would
finding
love that.
Her light.
It's just like glorious, when they when they're sitting in the beam.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for being here, Emma. We'll check that out on Instagram. That's it for Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.